Thank you for standing by, and welcome to the Peninsula Energy Production Restart conference call. All participants are in a listen-only mode. There will be a presentation followed by a question-and-answer session. If you wish to ask a question, you will need to press the star key followed by the number one on your telephone keypad. I would now like to hand the conference over to Mr. Wayne Heili, Managing Director and Chief Executive Officer. Please go ahead.
Thank you. Good morning to my friends in Australia, and good evening to those in North America. Happy New Year to all. Thank you for taking the time today to join me on this conference call. First, I'm not intending to go through any particular slides or presentations today. This is just really a chance to connect with shareholders following some important announcements and milestones for the company. If you wish to review the latest update on the company presentation and our standard disclosures, I encourage you to go to the company website. December 18th was a momentous day for Peninsula Energy as the company restarted production operations at our flagship projects in Wyoming, the Lance projects. This time, though, it is as a low pH in situ recovery project. We have now established Peninsula as a fully independent uranium producer, and through this, the company will be contributing to a secure and sustainable uranium supply to feed an energy-hungry world. It's important to me to stop long enough to recognize and celebrate the success of Peninsula in achieving production status, as this is a status that many junior resource explorers and developers aspire to hold, but few will ever attain. The work we have done on behalf of our shareholders over the past few years positions Peninsula Energy to be a significant contributor in the uranium market at a time when clean energy solutions are more important than ever. December 18th marked a significant milestone, not only for our company, but also for the U.S. uranium industry as a whole, as Peninsula has become an industry thought leader and a leader in actions with respect to licensing and development of low pH in situ recovery in the United States. It has been a long and challenging journey, and I thank you, the shareholders, for your patience and ongoing support of the company. This journey has ultimately showcased the unwavering commitment, expertise, and perseverance of our people. I want to take a moment to extend my personal and heartfelt thanks to the company's board and to the team of dedicated and hardworking people on the ground in Wyoming and in Australia. Your tireless efforts, attention to details, and innovative problem solving have been instrumental in bringing the last projects to this point. I imagine one day, as you look back on your life, you will find this to be a career-defining moment. Throughout the trials and tribulations of restarting production, our team has demonstrated remarkable resilience and determination, from overcoming unforeseen hurdles to de-risking and optimizing our processes and embarking on best-in-class ESG practices. We've built a strong foundation for the long-term success of the project and of the company. Peninsula Energy is now on an exciting path of growth and transformation. When we made the strategic decision to restart uranium production at the Lance projects, we recognized the incredible potential this project holds, not just for our company, but for our shareholders, the communities we work in, and the energy-hungry world that strongly desires a means to decarbonize electricity production. Around the world, now, people have started to embrace nuclear energies that the nuclear energy industry's ability to safely provide baseload carbon-free electricity. And the global uranium market is just now starting to reflect the increasing future demand for our product, which is uranium yellowcake. It's also important for us to recognize that this is just the start of the ramp-up process at Lance. We're now running uranium-rich solution through the plant, and we're currently building an inventory of uranium on ion exchange resins. As we move forward in 2025, our focus will be on safely commissioning a newly constructed expanded processing plant at Lance, on ramping up the uranium production rate and optimizing the efficiency of our production operations, all to deliver greater value to our shareholders. This is just the beginning of an exciting new chapter for Peninsula Energy. At present, there are still parts of the plant that require completion, so we're currently anticipating first resin elutions and yellowcake precipitation in late January, followed by first dry product in late February or March. We're pleased to recently announce initial production numbers at Lance from the start of December, of December 18th to the end of the 2024 year. Over that 13-day period, approximately 1,100 pounds of uranium were captured on the plant or in the plant, and most importantly, our operations ran smoothly. While the production number for the first 2 weeks is not particularly big or impressive, it is exactly what we set out for and expected to do. Our team on the ground is now focused on ramping up the wellfield preconditioning and production operational flow rates to increase the rate of uranium recovery while the construction of the Phase 2 central processing plant resin elution and uranium precipitation circuits are completed during the month. Looking ahead for the year, our key objectives will be as followed. Number one, the primary objective for 2025 is to efficiently and safely increase the production rate in line with our guidance, which we have previously announced. We are targeting production of first dry yellowcake in March. In the second quarter, after commissioning of the central processing plant circuits, we'll focus on increasing wellfield flow rates into the plant so that we can start utilizing the full capacity of the expanded plant. In the third and fourth quarters, we'll continue to ramp up efforts and will aim to achieve commercial production rates. The company holds a cash balance of U.S. $45 million as of the end of the year, to deliver on these objectives for 2025. From a project licensing standpoint, we're very pleased to announce the receipt of the approval from the state of Wyoming Department of Environmental Quality, Land Quality Division, to expand the authorized mine permit area to include the Kendrick Project area at Lance. While we don't have plans to operate in Kendrick this year, it plays a significant role in our current 10-year production plan. Both the permit to mine and the source material license amendments must be obtained before the company can commence uranium recovery operations within the Kendrick area, and presently the Wyoming Uranium Recovery Program authorities are finalizing a source material license amendment submittal and to add the Kendrick area into the source material license. The company anticipates that the source material license amendment process will be completed later in this current quarter. From a corporate standpoint, we recently announced that Mr. George Bach will be my replacement for managing director and CEO. Unfortunately, George was unavailable for this call, but he starts with the company next Monday, January 20th, and is very enthusiastic about the opportunity. I'm sure there'll be a chance in the not-too-distant future for all of you to hear from George. He is an excellent leader who brings the exact qualities and experience that the board was looking for when they commenced the search for my replacement. George has over 30 years of global experience across the uranium, rare earths, gold, lithium, and graphite sectors. He has successfully established and managed companies, led major projects in both the exploration and production stages, and raised over $670 million Australian dollars through equity, debt financing, and government grants. I want to welcome George to Peninsula, wish him all the best, and share my confidence that he is the right person to take over the reins and drive the next phase of growth and value generation for the company. As for me, I will continue to serve Peninsula and will immediately transition to a new role as technical advisor. I've been the managing director and CEO of Peninsula since early 2017, and I'm pleased with what we have achieved and delivered during this time. Our focus over the last few years has been the restart of in-situ recovery operations at Lance using a technically better process chemistry, and that has now been delivered and achieved. I'm firmly committed to my new role and the success of Peninsula and the Lance projects. As a significant shareholder in the company, I think the future is bright as we will be enjoying a period of time where the need and demand for our product uranium as a fuel for a leading and reliable source of clean energy will simply continue to grow. So, for one last time as CEO of Peninsula, thank you for this opportunity, and I am more than happy to take any questions that you might have. So let's open the lines for that now.
Thank you. If you wish to ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone and wait for your name to be announced. If you wish to cancel your request, please press star 2. If you're on a speakerphone, please pick up the handset to ask your question. Once again, that is star 1 to ask a question. Your first question comes from Andrew Hines from Shaw and Partners. Please go ahead.
Thank you. Thanks, Wayne, for that summary, and congratulations on getting into production. That's obviously, as you say, a great milestone for the company. Perhaps a couple of questions from me, Wayne. Leading on from the announcements at the end of last year, I think the key questions a lot of investors are sort of thinking about and asking on Peninsula, which would be good to get your colour on. One is on the financing. I noticed that you in the release said that you finished the year with around $45 million in the bank. So obviously well capitalized to get through this first production. But I think we were discussing late last year that you may need some additional capital to get to the cash flow break even numbers now with the slightly lower production rates in calendar year 25. So just wondering if you can give us an update on what your thought process is around that finance in terms of potential working capital debt facilities or U.S. government debt indeed. And then the second question is around the flow rates, which obviously the lower flow rates coming from that mining unit 3. I know there's a lot of confusion, I think, from investors about what was causing that and what the implications for that may or may not be for the full field. So it'd be great to get your explanations again around that issue and why it doesn't impact the operations over the medium term. So thanks, Wayne.
Yeah, thanks, Andrew, and I appreciate the questions. Look, with respect to further financing, the company is going to very closely watch its cash position over the coming months. And we recognize and have discussed that there is a time in the future that cash could get fairly skinny. And it would be responsible and sensible of us to consider having access to additional cash. Our priority today is working capital debt facilities rather than equity. I wouldn't rule out equity, but I think at some point that will no longer be my decision to make. Working capital debt facilities are advancing. We have a due diligence process getting underway very shortly so that we can check all the boxes off with certain lenders. We also continue to keep alive the prospect of U.S. government debt, although the terms, which are very friendly, are present, the amount that the U.S. government would like to lend to us actually greatly exceeds our present need. So we have to balance how much we actually borrow, as there are costs for lending, then against what we need, because we may need something. We want to be able to access capital if needed, but we're not needing to raise extraordinary sums of money. With respect to the Mine Unit 3 flow rates, Mine Unit 3 being the newest area that we've developed, we reduced our production guidance in November based on the outcome that Mine Unit 3 flow rates were lower than we were projecting. Our projections in the past came from our experience in mine units 1 and 2. And we assumed that mine unit 3 flow rates would be very near or quite close to the mine units 1 and 2 flow rates. Unfortunately, that wasn't the case when we started activating the first one-third of the mine unit. And we had no evidence to suggest that the next two-thirds would be any better than the first one-third. So we took the decision to remodel the productivity of the mine unit based on lower flow rates, and that was really the primary reason for us reducing our production guidance in November. Mine Unit 3's production in the early days will be lower because we have lower flow rates going into the plant. At the same time, the lower flow rates did not mean that we will recover less uranium from the mine unit. Indeed, you know, we project the same high level of uranium recovery. It just will take a longer period of time because the flow rates are slower. At the end of the day, we have to pump a fixed volume of water, chemicals, through the formation to recover the uranium. And at a lower flow rate, it'll take a little more time. So the ramp up, the early days of the operation are the portion that are most affected when you don't have other areas to strongly rely on to make up for that. So the company will continue developing new mine units. Mine unit 4, early indications are that the flow rates will be better there. We don't believe that there's anything systemic or consistently bad about mine unit 3. We just had, you know, came to an area that had maybe formationally lower permeability and consequently a lower flow rate average per well. The company will move beyond that and continue to develop new areas and ultimately bring the plant up to its full flow rate, feeding up to 2 million pounds a year. Just takes a little longer to get ramped up.
Great. Thanks, Wayne. And again, congratulations on coming into production. It's a momentous major period for Peninsula. Thanks.
Thank you, Andrew.
Thank you. Once again, if you wish to ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone. We'll now pause a moment to allow for any questions to register. Thank you. Your next question comes from Chris Steptoe from DMX. Please go ahead.
Hi, Wayne. Yeah, just a bit of a question around the risks to getting to the yellow cake. What sort of technical risks do you think exist to get to that point?
Yeah, thanks. Well, you know, the early operations have shown that we are recovering reasonable and expected amounts of uranium from the well fields. So we're feeling very comfortable about well field performance. You know, the rest of the plant processes are very industry standard processes that you know, our team and others have utilized for many, many years. So it's, you know, at this stage, you know, we're still constructing the plant. We have all the major equipment on hand. You know, the amount of spend on the plant will be minimal. But we will have to go through a commissioning phase. You know, it's like any industrial process. Something, you know, could, a pump could be wrong or poorly sized, you know, who knows what you're going to encounter, but we think we have a you know, really properly designed and built plant. We have taken the extraordinary steps of previously operating pilot plant operations to model and simulate the commercial plant operations, and the commercial plant operations reflect the operations that we utilized in the pilot plant. We produced some pretty high quality yellow cake utilizing the pilot plant facilities. So we think that as a company, we've taken appropriate and good steps to de-risk the unit operations of the plant going forward.
Thank you.
Thank you, Chris.
Thank you. Your next question comes from Conrad Anderson from Shaw and Partners. Please go ahead.
Thank you. Hi, Wayne. Firstly, I'd just like to reiterate, Andrew's congratulations to you and all the team. A real achievement and milestone getting the production back up and running at Lance. You touched on the well field development, and obviously currently the focus is at MU3. Can you tell us anything about the expectations that you may have for the ramp up to start and the development of MU4? And, is that, at what point during, this year or next should we expect to see that well field or those headers come online?
Right. Conrad, thank you for the question and for the congratulations. Appreciated. We have been concurrently developing Mine Unit 4 while we complete the drilling and construction of Mine Unit 3 header houses. Right now we have Mine Unit 3's first header house, we call Header House 11, in preconditioning operations, and we'll continue to precondition that well field area until we're confident in the completion and operations of some of the new unit ops in the plant. We are effectively done drilling Mine Unit 3 now, and the drilling crews have been turning over Mine Unit 3 to the surface facility construction team at the project. So we have two more header houses in Mine Unit 3 to construct. In the meantime, we've been drilling Mine Unit 4. We're nearly complete. Last word I heard, we were 75 to 85% complete on the monitor well network that we need to have in place. Once we have the monitor well network in place, we sample the water quality and get an area approval for operations, and we continue to drill pattern wells. Mine Unit 4 will be ready for operation. Really, it's not even expected to be ready until 2026, but we're currently on track to do that. And again, we can get limited ideas of what the flow rates in the area will be from the work that the drill rigs do in airlifting and such. And the indications are that the flow rates in the Mine Unit 4 area will be better than the early experience of the flow rates in Mine Unit 3. So I think we're on the proper path to ensure that we can continue the ramp up towards the 2 million pound production rate that the plant will be capable of. But again, it's a process. Everybody knows that projects like this don't get up and running to full rate overnight. We expect 600,000 pounds of production in 2025, somewhere around 1.2, with a range of 1.2 million in 2026, and then up around 1.5 million in 2027 if all continues to go well.
Thanks, Wayne. Look, I appreciate that clarification, and look forward to seeing those results come through.
Me too. Thank you.
Thank you. That does conclude our conference for today. Thank you for participating. You may now disconnect.